Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now into hour number three. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm going to take about 10 more calls if we have time. I'm going to go to some right now, and then I'm going to go into three articles that we've written in the last week or so that are all very important, and there's a bunch of energy in Iraq news as well, so news blitzes are coming up. Lightning news attacks. Let's go ahead and talk to Phyllis in Ohio. Thanks for holding, Phyllis.
Well, thank you, Alex. And I have about three areas here I want to cover that falls in line with our mutual battle here, and I will try to be brief. First of all, my son was buried 30 years ago last week, and he took his stand. I have two great sons, a husband and I, who have been united in this fight for about 50 years. And John left a personal journal. I sent you a copy of it one time.
I remember that, yes.
Okay, and it's so very, very relevant today. If those who want to keep their kids out of the coming draft and all that, please. And I'm not asking you to, you know, I want you
to... Well, in a nutshell, describe for people your son's story.
Well, he was the first American that refused to serve under the United Nations in 1972. And he served honorably as an individual in what was Rhodesia then. Now, that would not be the same decision today, but the basics would be the same. The same things that he resisted, the evil and all. And he was killed there serving as a medic, trying to save the lives of his wounded men when they were caught in an ambush by the communist-trained terrorists. And he left a personal journal for 3.5 years.
It's an amazing journal.
Well, thank you.
And somewhere in the labyrinth of stacks. But I did read a lot of it.
Well, thank you. And then very quickly, I want to move on. I want to help save other people's lives because I know you promote some alternative health care, natural health care, which we were advocates of. When my husband and I were in our 70s and we had my husband's remission, cancer in remission the past 6 years, then he had a fall and was literally taken out of my hands. They said he had a slight... kidney infection. He was taken out of my hands. I had a living will. I had documents. I had everything legal. And I'm trying to warn people, you have these things set up, but the fight you can still have. He was literally picked up, taken 50 miles away to a learning hospital in the area in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, where they test on him.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, people that are still in residency don't have their full degree.
They couldn't even speak English. And I won't go into all the details. It was an absolute nightmare. I did not leave. I stayed there the whole time. And to just get to the rest of the story, he died of a staph infection, which was covered up. This was last September.
I'm so sorry.
And, well, I know you are, but I'm trying to warn people, you know, even though we had all of our legal work, everything, how they can do. Simply, and they went ahead and done surgery on his lower back and never consulted us. We didn't know it was done until they brought him back to his room.
The scumbag foreigners didn't even properly clean the instruments.
Oh, no. No, no. There was one, I don't know, African, Muslim, I mean, the whole, you know, gauntlet, everything. And one couldn't get the IV into his vein, and I said, you'll have a problem there. The solution will go in, you know, into his tissue, which it did. She couldn't speak English, and I found out later that was the first time that she ever tried it.
Listen, it is not known at the VA to be able to find somebody who's not from a foreign country.
Well, we never went to a VA hospital. My husband couldn't...
No, I know. Even worse. I mean, these people...
But see, he got the cancer as a result of a ship docking in Japan in World War II. We know that. He couldn't even get a hearing aid out of the VA. And Alex, when I was in Alabama, I was a rep at the VA there for the first Gulf War vets, you know, for the Gulf War Veterans Association, getting information and videos and things into them. They sent a security guard up and took me out.
Well, that's freedom. Thanks for the call, and God bless you. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scotland Yard not interested in talking to 77 bomb mastermind in London. Times is reporting, oh yeah, the guy who they admits the mastermind, MI6, carrying out the attacks. Of course they don't want to talk to the government terrorist. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. Let's get some more of these calls out of the way that have been holding for eons. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny up in Canada. Johnny, welcome.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm glad to see that a lot of people that I've talked to, and even the people I haven't talked to up here, are finally starting to see the light bulb go on. The other night on the news, we saw a little piece about microchips, RFID, that are going to be used at the border between Canada and the States.
That's right. If you want to come across, you got to carry this microchip with you. But again, if you're an illegal alien, no problem.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, right now they say that it's only for landed immigrants. You know, people don't have Canadian citizenship or American citizenship. But
opposite of that. They give free health care, everything to the illegals. Our military is like 27% now. It's all selectively enforced.
But I think what they're talking is, like, for instance, my father, he's not a Canadian citizen. He still has a European passport, right? So they're going to target him, but not target me.
Well, since you raised this, let me just cover it now. Keep going.
So basically, what people are saying, like, they've interviewed people on the street, you know, through the newscast, and people are calling it Big Brother. People are not into it.
But see, terrorists could steal the tracker chip. There's only one way to fix it, And luckily, the former secretary is traveling to all the big elementary schools and middle schools, and he says, I got a chip. Yeah. Imagine having the former top member of Bush's cabinet, Tommy Thompson, coming to your school saying you need to put chips in your children. That's how bizarre everything's gotten. But
they admit it has nothing to do with terrorism. It has nothing to do with terrorism at all. They admitted it. They're saying this is a good way of tracking who goes and who comes.
Well, look, here's an example. You know? With every one of the supposed hijackers who it turned out were really on the planes, because 9 of them, it turned out, were still alive and they used false names. Just like now, 2 of the supposed 4 bombers on 7/7 are still alive. Wrong person. Oh! See, I mean, it's always the same. But in every case, they weren't going to let Atta and others back in. And the CIA, this has been in the newspapers, got on the phone and called the embassy and said, give them that visa. And the head of the Saudi Arabian U.S. consulate said, wait a minute. This guy's on a high-level al-Qaeda watch list. And he said, listen, it's part of an anti-terror training op.
Mm-hmm.
Let them in. These are agents.
Well,
we know they're agents. So the point is,
Every
time we get bombed, it's one of their people.
Of course. And these readers that actually track the RFID tags.
It's like the K-Tag or SmartPass.
Yeah.
It can read them from 20 feet.
They put them on the actual TV, like they showed what they look like. Well, you know what? These are all over Vancouver. They're all over surrounding areas. They're all on the highways. They're on buildings. They're on even residential, like low-rise buildings.
Yeah, let me just stop you. This came out 3 years ago in the Bay Area. People thought you just had to have a K-Tag or a Smart Easy Pass to go over certain toll bridges. But they caught the city and the state putting radio readers up all over the town in preparation for total taxation. But also, more importantly, they were already using it to track and trace. Now, this year, we narrowly, had big bipartisan support, beat tracker chips that would be an all-new inspection stickers for tracking and taxation. I mean, folks, it came within one vote of passing. We almost lived under this. And don't worry, they're trying to pass it in the next special session that comes up. So, let me just read the article now since you raised this. Officials test radio tags at Canadian border. AP. Security officials gathered Monday at a Canadian border crossing to mark the first test of radio frequency identification systems to be used on foreign visitors. Folks, you got to say no to this. If successful, radio tags carried by travelers will be part of the standard registration process for those entering the United States. And these can be read from 20 to 100 feet. The technology is like that used to speed passage at toll booths on many highways, said P.T. Wright, the operator's director for U.S. Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Visit Program. Testing began last week at the Thousand Island Bridge crossing to Canada. It is also done at the Peace Arch in the Pacific Highway crossing in Blaine, Washington, all two, and two crossings in Nogales, Arizona. And the new technology could help relieve congestion at border crossings. And again, I've said it 100 times. This is the official plan with the new NAFTA 15-lane highway on both sides that they've been building for 5 years, okay, as part of the FTAA. This is public. It's being built. No one will be illegal. Anyone in Mexico or Canada will be given these. They will instantly flood across, do whatever they want. And they're already putting them in, right here, Nogales, Arizona. Go ahead, sir.
I've been constructing a website with basically chronicling where the street names and everything, where all these readers are, because I want people to know, and I want people to see them, because you don't look up, you don't
see them. Give us your website. We'd like to link to it. Why don't you?
I'll send it to the producer website, I guess, or email address that you gave me once.
Yes.
Producer, I think.
We don't give that out on air, sir.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Have a little, I think I told you that. I remember when you called, not to.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but
anyways,
so why give it out on air, then?
No, I'm not going to give it to you. I won't say anything.
Well, you just did.
No.
Oh, it's okay, I'll just get a new address. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you, but, I mean, I don't understand that.
Okay, well, I didn't know it was confidential.
I think I remember when you called now. I forget exactly about what. I'm not going to get mad at you, okay? Just don't worry about it. Good job. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and Brian in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
I'm a pretty long-time listener here and also a long-time thinker. And I was wondering about Bohemian Grove this year.
And, you know, I was so busy talking about government-sponsored terror and the New World Order that I didn't mention it's the fifth anniversary of my infiltration to the Grove, and a few news articles attacking me in connection to the Bohemian Grove, and that's about it.
Well, I was wondering if you had, like, covered it in any way. You had,
we mentioned it. I mean, I made a film about it. We talk about it from time to time. I mean,
right.
For some reason, Paul Watson was going to write an article about a hit piece they wrote in the Santa Rosa Democrat, and he never did that, so... You know, we just have been focused on other stuff.
And also,
you know, I mean, devil worshipping Republicans is pretty old news.
Yeah, I guess, but, you know, not many people are still aware, you know.
Well, you
know. Just, I guess that's the way it is. But also, I would like to, you know, I'm here in Austin, and I have quite a bit of free time on my hand, and I was wondering if there's any way, you know, maybe I could help you guys out.
Well, I appreciate that offer.
Some of my time.
I appreciate that offer, Brian. Take care. Really, what you can do. Is you can go get your own Access TV show. You can start your own website. You can go down to Co-op Radio and get your own radio show. And that's what you need to do. It would really be better for you, because this is the problem. The work I do is not glamorous. We've had a lot of people want to volunteer, want to help. And really what they want to do is talk to me or drink coffee or go to restaurants or act weird and freak out and go off and say stuff about me. And I'm not saying you're like that, Brian, but it's just better I mean, here's an example. We have a listener who I don't even thank properly up in Michigan, computer programmer and website designer, and he didn't ask. He just made martiallaw911.info. And now hundreds of thousands of people, well, I haven't checked it since it was up for 3 days, but hundreds of thousands in it, it's got to be millions, have visited that site. It's a bibliography of almost every article and document and bill that's in my film, Martial Law. Martiallaw911.info. And he just did it. And there have been other people who just do it. We had a fella down in Houston redesign the ArnoldExposed.com website for us. Looked a lot better. You know, we're busy. You want to help us do something like that? You want to? Anybody wants to give us a monetary gift? Look, if everybody else is going to ask for them, and I know good well a lot of these folks aren't using it for the fight, and I know I'm using it for the fight, might as well just. Why don't you just buy 100 of my DVDs, and we'll sell them to you for like, depending from $5 to $8 a piece if you buy that many, and then be free market. Go sell them, make money back. Nothing wrong with that. Then you continue the cycle and buy more and sell more and get it out to more people. People have told me, hey, Alex, why don't you just give everybody your DVDs? I could do that for a few weeks, but then I'd be out of business and wouldn't be able to make new films or have webmasters or have video editors or have money for a plane ticket to fly somewhere to cover something for you. Now, I think I probably would give stuff out for free if somebody said, here's $20 million. And I'd have a big public accounting of it, and I'd send out $19 million worth of free DVDs, and I'd use that other $1 million to make even better films. So if somebody wants to buy $20 million worth of DVDs and give them out to people, that's fine, too. But instead, how about millions of you out there who've got copies of copies of copies? You never even got them from me. That's fine. Make copies of the copies you got. Or if those aren't the best quality because it's a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, why don't you buy one or two originals from me and make copies? It'll have the same effect. And then all of us together will be out $20 million, but each of us out maybe $10. And making 10 copies. I guess if you buy the DVD, it'd be $20-something bucks, so you'd be out $30-something dollars, $40-something dollars. I mean, it's all about force multiplication. Frankly, you, the listeners, can do more than a billionaire could. You know, billionaires have come along and spent tens of millions of dollars trying to fight the New World Order, and they've done a good job. But it doesn't even measure up. It doesn't even fit into the scope of you moving. You got so much power in the aggregate, in the collective, that you're a force in nature. You're like a glacier. You move, nothing on earth can stop you except God. So move. Stop looking for big grand results and just move.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I know we got callers. We'll get to you, but I got to get in the news right now. Daily Times, UK minorities slam proposed identity labels on their ID cards and their databases. They will have the equivalent of pink triangles or yellow stars. And it's all part of the new freedom, but of course the country's going to bring in even more foreigners to accelerate the crisis. U.S. reportedly planning to boost troop levels to 160,000 in Iraq. This is out of Japan Today. The United States might build up its forces in Iraq later this year in anticipation of rising insurgent violence as Iraqis vote for a constitution and a new government, a Pentagon spokesman said Monday. So this goes contrary to the government saying they're going to go down 30,000 troops next year. Actual internal Pentagon documents show they're going to go up from 138,000 to 160,000 because they're already losing control. It's already in basic anarchy. So that's the facts. A few months ago, they sprayed an unnamed chemical into the New York subway to test how terrorists would attack. All the government does is take that data, which they've already done before, and so when the globalists attack us, they'll know what it'll do. Testing in plain view. Oh, you doubt me? The U.S. government has killed people on the subway before. Oh, you didn't know about 1968 releasing a bioweapon. Deaths resulted. Details remain classified. Just type it into Google. You'll get mainstream news articles from years ago. So a group who's been caught killing before is back doing tests to stop Al-Qaeda. See how that's hidden in plain view? It's all hidden in plain view. Scientists test New York City's readiness for gas attacks. Security team releases harmless substance into streets, subways. Oh, yes. They released it in New York on Monday in a drill, to see how to respond to a chemical or biological attack. The exercise came as the city, already on high alert since September 11th, attacks on the World Trade Center raised security following the bombings on London mass transit system last month. And terror fears drive oil prices to new high, $65 here in the United States and even higher in England. And, of course, that makes the oil companies more money who happen to found and control Al-Qaeda. Surprise, surprise, Al-Qaeda's helping their bosses as usual. Got to have checkpoints now on the buses and nationwide. They're talking about it. I have an article here. We need checkpoints at the malls, randomly searching you. Don't worry, we won't profile. Even if it was the Muslims, we won't do that. We're going to search everybody, and don't you worry, you're all going to be slaves. And meanwhile, Scotland Yard not interested in talking to 7-7 Mastermind Bomber. And searches of mobile phone records by British anti-terror police and Secret Service agents have understood to have found that Aswat made numerous phone calls to the four suicide bombers. American authorities have revealed they have been hunting the men for several years. They claim he masterminded the London Horror, but they ordered him to be allowed back into the country, used his real name, and our own government experts have admitted that he's MI6. It emerged today that Aswat had made mobile calls, but 2 years ago it was suspected Aswat had been killed in Afghanistan when his British passport was found on the body of a Taliban soldier. Aswat phone number is thought to have been found on Khan's mobile phone. Then under it, it admits that he's been under MI6 protection and re-entered the country 2 months before the bombings. On August 8, 2005, Haroon Rashid Rashad, 30, who was deported to Zambia and arrested by British police under a U.S. warrant, appeared in a courtroom at Bashim Prison in southwest London. According to several newspaper reports, Aswat spoke by telephone with some of the 4 July 7th attackers who triggered bombs on the 3 underground trains and a London bus, killing 52 commuters and themselves. But Scotland Yard Police Headquarters said on the 7th of August that detectives were not interested in speaking to Aswat about the London bombings. No one has been charged. And this happened a couple times in Afghanistan. When it comes out that one of these Al-Qaeda guys is CIA, they'll have a fake arrest of him, and then so no one can talk to him because all these other agencies want him. Then they'll just get him out of the country. Like Andreas Strassmeyer in Oklahoma City, or Al Husseini in Oklahoma City. Same M.O. So, interesting little schniblet there for you. Ex-Prime Minister says Dutch let Pakistani nuclear scientists go at CIA's request. Well, of course, they love it. Ordered out of chaos, they let this guy globetrot around the world, arming our enemies so they can have a pretext to invade. At the request of the CIA, the Netherlands let go the father of Pakistan's nuclear program, Abdul Qadir Khan. This is AFP, by the way. Who worked in the country between 1975 and 1986, former Dutch Prime Minister Ruud Lubbers told Dutch Public Radio on Tuesday. Khan, who admitted to the 04 that he had leaked nuclear secrets to Iran, North Korea, and Libya, worked as an engineer in the Netherlands at Eurico, a uranium enrichment plant. But we'll finish up with this when we get back. Stay with us, folks. Arming everyone with nuclear weapons, and then we have to have a global government to counter it. Don't worry, we'll search your 5-year-old daughter at the shopping mall. That will stop Al-Qaeda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
All right, I've got about 30 articles that I want to just briefly talk about, and I've got a bunch of callers that I want to go to, and I never read these articles today. I've been trying to for 4 or 5 days. 7/7 bombings, final word, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network, an incredible roundup of all the proof the government did it. This article, Alternative Media Amplifies as Mainstream Gatekeepers Decline, with all the stats and official numbers, where our websites are bigger than, you know, major newspapers. And together, bigger than the Dallas Morning News. I mean, it's... And I'm not tooting my horn here. It just shows that my site's not even near the biggest of alternative websites. We're really having an effect. And this incredibly good article that Steve Watson wrote, you know, I conferred with him, so did Paul, but Steve did most of the work, Orwellian Doublethink in London. I mean, this sucker is a piece of literature. And they're all lengthy. I mean, this is a 6-page article, 5-page article, 4-page article. I mean, these babies need to be read. And maybe I'll do the first hour tomorrow, read these three. You know, to read 15 pages and to take your time takes like 45 minutes. I'm going to news blitz here in a moment, but I am so honored to have her. She is such a sweetheart and good friend of mine. And the products are made in America. They're the big national distributor of the British Berkey. They make the American Berkey, which I've bought. Also bought British Berkeys, but I think the American Berkey is better because it's made in America and it's the new generation, and it's even less than the British. and they got the black Berkey elements in American-made stainless, black elements in the Lexan. That's like the armor glass stuff. It's like hard plastic, you know, what the bank windows are made out of. And they got solar chargers for them. Now, get this straight. There's no moving parts in it. But the solar charger is to just charge up the rechargeable batteries in it to then recharge cell phones or run the LED lights that are in it. Or they got a bunch of different units, and they got little sports bottles, and they got potassium iodate. They got videos about sheltering in place and how to deal with chemical and biological attacks. They're just great folks. And let me tell you something. When Christmas rolls around or birthdays roll around, I bought a lot of stuff from New Millennium. And I don't even get a discount because it's already so discounted they can't do that. But this is what I give as gifts. And, Debbie, I forgot. My mother's birthday is tomorrow, and I hope she's not listening. And my parents just are hard-headed. They know about the New World Order, but they won't. They mainly drink bottled water. They're just finding out that it's bad. Will you ship me a stainless steel with American black elements? Will you ship me that 225 special? Can you rush ship that to me?
Yeah, I'll get Linda to give that today.
Seriously, I need it.
I'll
tell my webmasters what to do on air. I do shopping on the air. Because I don't have any time, Debbie.
Yeah. Believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about. And we have so many great things, but I wanted to tell a little story. You know, a lot of people have been sitting back wondering whether they should get a Berkey or not. And, you know, I never get on the air and talk about fear, motivation, or anything like that because I'm not that kind of person. But
well, I think it's a good thing. Quit smoking, you're going to get lung cancer.
Well, putting
cell phones up to your head, you're going to get a brain tumor.
That's true. Okay. But 2 weeks ago, you know, for those of you who don't know, I do clowning on the side. It's my hobby. I do balloon art, and I do face painting and things like that. And I was commissioned on a weekend to do a Children's Day at the fairgrounds in Dallas. And it was inside this great big building, and there were thousands and thousands of kids that were bussed in from all the daycares of the inner city. I mean, the place was absolutely nuts. It was a madhouse. And there was thousands of daycare workers, these women, and you know, who were with each group, and they were giving away free stuff. And I was doing balloons, and I was next door to Blockbuster, who was giving away toys, and the people were actually... like, they were like a riot just to get these stupid plastic toys that they were giving away at Blockbuster.
And if there was any type of... look, when we had the Depression, you had crime increase, but not much because people were hardworking. Folks were moral. If we ever have a crisis, these Lexus-driving yuppies and these third-world people and all of them are going to turn into absolute demons.
Well, I stood there. You know, I'm trying to make balloons, and I'm being practically stampeded. And I had to finally put a table between me and the people so I wouldn't get
stepped on. Debbie, I'd forgotten it was tax-free day on sales tax this weekend, and I went to buy some watercolors for my son, and it was people snatching and you know, grabbing.
Oh.
And
yeah, for school supplies and everything. It's crazy. But I thought about it, and I thought, what would they do if it was water? What if we really didn't have food and water? If they're going to go this nuts, you know, these women are going to go that nuts just to get a plastic toy, what are they going to do if they have to feed and water their kids, you know? And it really brought it home to me how really important it is what I do.
Well, Debbie, you know, for the crisis reason, it's good, and that's why I got two Berkeys in the garage still in the boxes they came in. But the crisis is now.
Yes.
It's just invisible. Well, really, it isn't invisible. Tap water, you hold it up to the sun, it's full of stuff. But the point is, the crisis is now with, I mean, folks, the stuff in the water is a joke. They allow certain levels of carcinogens and toxins and poisons and drugs. And, oh, yeah, all the feces and urine, folks, is full of these drugs. They're finding Ritalin and Prozac in almost every major water supply, high levels. It's even affecting birth control, is affecting reproductive activities in frogs and fish. Just type it into Google. You'll get hundreds of articles. Debbie, tell them about two or three of the specials.
Well, we have the Berkey Lights, and the Berkey Light really is my favorite because I like being able to see the water levels, although I use both. I have stainless steel and I have a clear one, and that way I can tell people about both of them, so I do use them both. But the Berkey Light without the lights is a $199 special, and with it you get one free gift. And then with the Berkey Light with the lights, it's $259, and you get two free gifts. And the free gifts can be the Berkey Sport bottles or the auxiliary battery adapters and things like that. And we really do want to get those out to the people.
Well, that $225 deal, I mean, I've been saying this for the last few months with a special. I've never seen a special that good, Debbie.
Yeah, that's our stainless steel. It's a brand-new 3-gallon, what we call the Royal Berkey.
That's even bigger than the standard, too.
That's right. It holds 3 gallons.
Normally, folks, Indian and Chinese knockoffs like this at the camping store are $350.
Right, and this one, the one for $225, comes with the Imperial Super Stericell filters.
By the way, no excuse. Made in America, higher quality and less.
That's right. And if you want, you can get it with the black ones. We have the Royal Berkey also available with the Black Berkey Purification Elements for $260, and that's an unbelievable item, too. Because I really like the Black Berkey Purification Elements. For the people who aren't familiar with them, they actually set a new standard in the water filter industry for being able to get the pathogens out to a non-detectable level.
Yeah, by the way, the University of Louisiana did some of the tests, and they said new standard, redid the test, because they dumped yard growth, folks. That's green water into the test unit. Took it out on the other side, let it grow for a week. I've read the study, and nothing. Non-detectable, because, you know, scientists won't say there's no germs in there. Non-detectable. The electron microscope could find nothing. Debbie, I'm going to give the number out. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
God bless you. And if you call and it's busy, just call back. Leave your name and number. She'll call you or one of her assistants will. 1-888-803-4438. And this makes the broadcast possible. The International Outreach, they are the funders of that. 888-803-4438. And all the new specials are up at BerkeyWater.com, BerkeyWater.com, or 888-803-4438. Do not wait. Okay, let's cover news now. Where should I start here? Okay, I've already covered that. Covered the biological testing in the subways. Terror fears, drive oil. Okay, this one's important right here. How they're arming the nuclear scientists, already covered that. Oh, okay. Genetic contamination spreads in GM-free Australia. Sydney Morning Herald. Top scientists and experts all across Australia say that it's facing the most serious genetic contamination event in its history after the West Australian government confirmed low levels of genetically modified canola have been found in non-GM canola. What they do is they come in and buy out the judges, and then they rule that after they contaminate you, that you've stolen from them. That'd be like if I threw cyanide in your backyard and killed your chickens, and then I came in with the police and grabbed the dead chickens and cut their guts open and said, look, there's cyanide in their bellies. You stole my cyanide. I mean, Mexico won't allow this stuff in. Okay, only we, the fools, will. And all the studies show you don't absorb it. It deforms children, intestine growth, causes weird blood counts, just side issue. Just you change one gene, it does this. Because it creates new amino acids that screw you up. But there is no corn variety in Mexico that can be found that hasn't been taken over by this. And it progressively takes over more and more until the corn suddenly can't reproduce. And then Monsanto and a few others go, we've got stuff that will reproduce. It's incredibly expensive. And what was it, 5 years ago, a Monsanto executive, Donald Rumsfeld used to be their chief operating officer, they had a big speech. This was even in National Geographic a few years ago. They said, we're going to contaminate everything so you don't have a choice. At a board meeting with shareholders. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, you talk about diabolical. Imagine a comic book where, you know, the evil head of the Genetic Engineering Corporation is releasing
biological pathogens that take over the life cycle so nothing can reproduce, and then only he can sell you plants that reproduce. I'm taking over the entire planet where nothing will survive. I am Crime Lord Giblet. You know, I could sit there and write up a comic book and make $1 million. But they really do it in the real world, and people just can't believe it. See, this is what I mean, folks. I've got a stack over here. It's just, there's no way to cover it all. A spokesman for WA Agriculture Minister Kim Chance said the test had shown positive results for GM material. And it goes on. The latest results, comment for GM material was found during routine testing by the Australian Barley Board in June of an export consignment of Victorian canola seeds bound for Japan. And it goes on. Unbelievable. And folks, we're talking about corn and canola and stuff that's got pig genes, ostrich genes, cockroach genes, salamander genes. And again, if one more person emails me or says, that isn't true, you can't cross species, I email you back and you were, you know, in college in 1981 and minored in biology. It's not 1981, okay? Okay, they really do have chimeras. They got animals. They got humans, folks. You know, go see the movie The Island. From the CIA-style brainwashing of the clones, where they program them with these TV screens hooked to their eyes, to giving them a false shared, you know, cataclysmic event, a fake terror attack, a fake contamination is why they can't leave the city, to, you know, the fake island where you go, you know, when you win the prize and they really harvest your organs. I mean, so many parallels to reality. I mean, forget that. We have a government that's been caught hospitals killing healthy people to get their organs, 60 Minutes. We've got a government caught, it's been in the New York Times that people go to China and they go get the prisoner who's got the same blood type and they kill him. And they fly in to New York and have the organs put in them, and that's the big business in New York, is taking care of all these people. I mean, those are living people, folks. Those are folks that weren't clones. It's worse than that movie. See? It's always worse than the movie. And, all right, I don't have all day on this. That's it for that article. I had two more audio clips I wanted to play, too. Halliburton secretly doing business with key member of Iran's nuclear team. This is out of Common Dreams. There's also one out of Reuters here about Halliburton still doing business. Scandal plagued Halliburton, the oil service company, once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, was secretly working with one of Iran's top nuclear program officials on natural gas-related projects and allegedly selling the official's oil development company key components for a nuclear reactor, according to Halliburton sources with intimate knowledge into both companies' business dealings. Here's the Financial Times of London. Oil for Food Inquiry claims Savin took $150,000 in payments. And it says he may be indicted. And again, Democrats go, well, that's okay because Cheney's stealing, you know, giving his own company contracts out of the vice president's office. And the other side goes, well, look at Savin. It's okay that Cheney did it. No, it shows how they're all corrupt. But frankly, what Savin's doing is despicable, but is nothing compared. Folks, Halliburton was the only company allowed to sell oil field equipment to Saddam up until the war. I mean, it's just, it's insane. Nuclear reactor parts, which they're going to blow up later. Ex-POW Jessica Lynch says U.S. used her as Iraq war symbol. I wonder if Michael Savage and Limbaugh attack her as scum now, like they're attacking Cindy Sheehan. How dare this mother of that soldier? She's just a piece of garbage. That's what I've heard him say. Former prisoner of war Jessica Lynch, whose capture and rescue in the early days of the Iraq war turned her into a U.S. icon, said in an interview that the U.S. government had used her as an upbeat symbol in the conflict. I think I provided a way to boost everybody's confidence about the war, Lynch told Time magazine. Of course, she earlier said it was a, quote, urban legend, a, quote, fable. Here's another one. Bin Laden tried to enter Iraq during Ramadan. I mean, who believes any of this? Bin Laden died of kidney failure, has been frozen since right after 9/11. That's why they launched the attack. The deal was made with the family. I even saw Bandar on TV the ambassador from Saudi going, let's not talk too bad about him now, let's not call him names. The family gets upset. You know, it's like, yeah, use our son, give us all the contracts, but just don't say too much bad about him. And Bush now doesn't say much bad about him and says we don't want to catch him. That's right. You don't talk bad about our son. They actually said it. And so they said, okay, he's not that bad. I saw on Larry King Live. I don't watch much TV. I tune in, and we're being told how we shouldn't talk bad about bin Laden. It's so crazy. It'll make you go crazy. And lots of articles about the newest intelligence shows that Al-Qaeda was going to attack, and this proves that it was Al-Qaeda that attacked in England. And then you go through the roundup of evidence. I mean, it's conclusive the government did it. Classic Patsy operation in the second wave of bombings, the dud bombings. And in the first, it's the government up. They just put bombs under trains and blew them up with Arabs on board. Muslims on board. Here's an article here about how they're still saying there's evidence of an upcoming Ryerson attack when they admit the first report's totally false. We'll jam a few final calls in on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I could talk for an hour about this. China and Russia flex their muscles as they join forces to play war games. U.S. malls try to prevent terror attacks, beefing up security. Talk of checkpoints. Poll, Bush approval rating still low. Survey indicates growing dissatisfaction with the Iraq war. Look for terror attacks here to get you back in line. Big Brother's watching us. This is out of the Hartlepool Mail. The council has been accused of Big Brother tactics after agreeing to spend to take photographs of people's homes and put them in a database. Here's another one. Brit license plates get chipped. They almost passed that here in Texas. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're talking about, folks. It's just overwhelming the amount of stuff that's happening. Before I take a final call here, just briefly, if you want to support us, get my videos, get the books and other videos we carry, but more importantly, they're effective, they're waking people up, they need to be seen, they expose who the real terrorists are. Get martial law, 911, rise of the police state, get American dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. Get 9/11, the road to tyranny, the classic. Woken up so many people. If you have the videos, make copies of them. Here's the toll-free number. It's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we've gotten some calls. If you missed the number for New Millennium, it's 888-803-4438. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. All 12 of my films, dozens of other films. My weekly TV reports, exclusive material before anybody else gets it, you know, on the website. Just so much, PrisonPlanet.tv, or order any of the films or books via InfoWars.com. Order those hard copies. Mike in Illinois, go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex, great show as always. You have to excuse my ignorance if I haven't listened to you in probably about 5 weeks. I've been traveling for business, and so I haven't been able to.
Well, that's okay. What's on your mind?
All right, listen, I want to ask you if you've heard of this infomercial and this gentleman by the name of Kevin Trudeau who has that book, Natural Cures, Everything the Government Doesn't Want You to Know About?
Yes.
Okay, he's a very good family friend of my brother-in-law, and I just found this out. That is a must-get book for people, and I know, Alex, I don't know if you've ever had him on your show, but I think it would be great to have him on your show because he talks about the FDA, and they draw guns. They do have M16s in their trunks. They come, you know, a guy had Natural Cure on for bread. They came there and confiscated all his equipment. He has infomercials, but this is all true stuff, Alex. And, you know, I was trying to tell my sister on you for years, and now she's finally waking up because now she found out about this man, Kevin Trudeau, and I was telling her how corrupt the government is, and now finally she's going, wait, who is this Alex Jones guy now? And goes to your website and, you're right, Alex, people are waking up. But there are people out there who are ignorant to the fact, and I'd say out of every ten people I try to give information to about you, I'd say probably 2 to 3 will wake up and the rest are just dumb and ignorant. And the problem I'm having, Alex, is every time I try to bash Bush, people automatically think I'm a Kerry supporter and I'm a Democrat, which is what
I'm
not.
Well, that false left-right paradigm is to keep blinders on you and keep you in that controlled system.
Exactly, Alex.
That's what's so dangerous about it. Just explain to them how Bush is out Clinton and Clinton. First off, when I do a radio interview, I say, first off, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a constitutionalist.
Right.
The Democrats and Republicans are together enslaving us. Bush is for this, so is Kerry. Bush is for that, so is Kerry. That's the first thing I tell them.
You got to get this guy on your show, Alex, this guy Kevin Trudeau. He'd be great. Because he's really, it's true about what the government's doing with the food. All the
No, I'm fully aware who he is. Thank you for the call. We're out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. A lot of big guests, a lot of key news coming up this week, so stay with us. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.